It's not so surprising that New Jersey residents will pay among the highest price for Obamacare. After all, the state already has some of the most expensive health insurance rates in the nation. Ward Sanders, president of the New Jersey Association of Health Plans, an insurance trade group, says that's because insurers have higher costs.
You know, in New Jersey, the cost of health care, you know, payments to hospitals, doctors, durable medical equipment, prescription drugs, is high. So the premiums are high.
Part of the reason for those high costs is that there's higher usage here of more expensive medical care, like specialists and out-of-network care. Also, New Jersey does not allow insurers to deny anyone coverage. Sanders also says emergency room care is a significant cost driver. New Jersey protects patients from getting dinged with a big bill in the emergency room by forcing insurers to swallow the out-of-network costs. But insurers eventually have to charge higher premiums. Ray Castro, a senior analyst for New Jersey Policy Perspective, says once Obamacare customers apply tax credits, their monthly premiums can be cut by as much as half.
So New Jersey's rates are high, but the advantage of the new health care law is that New Jersey will still be paying the same rates as any other per person throughout the country.
Each insurer will offer 5 different plans. The cheapest coverage would be aimed for those under 30 and offer catastrophic coverage. That is, insurance for a major illness, but nothing for annual checkups or visits to the doctor. The most expensive plan, the Platinum level, offers more coverage and fewer out-of-pocket costs. But details remain scarce. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services report focuses only on the mid-level or Silver plan, which will cover about 70% of a person's health care costs. For WNYC, I'm Terry Langford.